The theme for the readings on this Sunday, of course, is Thanksgiving, giving thanks, saying thank you to those who do good to us. We have Naaman in the first reading, Naaman the Syrian leper, who came back to say thank you to Elisha, the man of God, the prophet, who told him to go wash 7 times in the Jordan River, and he came back cleansed from his leprosy. And this Syrian general, a very important man, very powerful man, comes back to say thank you. He didn't have to. He got healed. He could have just gone home and just rejoiced in the gift that he was given. And that's unfortunately what we do a lot of times when we receive things. We just get caught up in what we received and forget about the giver and the benefactor and say thank you and be very, very thankful. We have the 10 lepers in the gospel here, where 9 of them didn't go back and say thank you. Is that representative of all of us, all of humanity? Are we all that ungrateful that only 10% would say thank you? Probably not, I'm sure. But they probably went a long distance. It would have been very inconvenient for them to go back and say thank you. Maybe they thought if they ran into Jesus again in a later time, they'd say thank you, maybe. But this one made this effort to go back and say thank you to Jesus. And that's what thank you takes. It takes an effort. It takes a thoughtfulness and consideration of the benefactor to go and saying thank you. And this is true in our relationship with our brothers and sisters, with our parents, with our friends, with those who do good to us. We need to have this spirit of thanks to them. And that really, really beautifies our relationships and really makes us rich and beautiful relationships based on love and thankfulness and gratitude and giving and thankfulness. And it's a give and take. You know, you give, and I say thank you. I give, and you say thank you. And that nourishes our friendship and love among one another. And of course, this is the number one or one of the major things we need to do in our prayer relationship with God is to be full of thankfulness and to dedicate ourselves in thankfulness, as St. Paul says. Dedicate ourselves in thankfulness. God's always giving to us. And the more we ask, the more he gives. The more we seek, the more we find. And the more we have reason to say thank you. God is always giving us a stream of gifts. And his gifts are less, the less we ask, the less grateful we are. That's true. But God is still always wanting to give, and he always does still give, maybe in less measure if we're ungrateful. But he still is giving and wants, and he gives with the hope that we will come back to him and serve him better and obey him better and seek our salvation more strongly. The spirit of thankfulness we need, and this takes a certain humility. It takes a humility to say, you know, I don't deserve this, and yet the more we are conscious of our unworthiness, the more grateful we are. And we are nothing. We are sinners, and we are very unworthy of the good that God gives to us. And so we should be overflowing with thankfulness to God. And that's what the humble do. The humble are conscious of their unworthiness or their unimportance. And when they are given things, they are very, very grateful. And it's the proud who are not grateful. The proud say, I deserve this. The proud say, oh, if you give me something, you want something in return. You have some ulterior motive. You know, that's what the proud say. I had it coming to me. And, you know, so we all have a little bit of pride in us, or maybe a lot. And that makes us ungrateful when people give to us. You know, Our Lady of Fatima, when the children were arrested and they missed their appointed apparition date with Our Lady, and they came out and they were going home, they were released, and they started seeing signs that Our Lady was going to appear. And I think it was Lucia and Francisco were ready, and they saw the signs, but Jacinta was back at home. So they ran, or I think Francisco ran, to get Jacinta. And she came back, and Our Lady had waited for her. And when she came back and they ran for this, Our Lady thanked them. Our Lady thanked the children for coming to meet her. And that's the humility of our Heavenly Mother, that she would thank these children for coming to be with her. And we need to have that humility, that strong humility that will make us very, very grateful. And gratitude nourishes love. Gratitude nourishes love, and it really feeds love and nourishes friendship. Without it, we have this kind of barrenness in our society, in our families. And there's a cycle that can will develop one way or another. You give and you don't get thanked, and you're less likely to give in the future. And the other person looks at you as an ungiving person, and they don't give. And there's this cycle of indifference, this cycle of lack of charity, lack of giving. And it has to be broken. And the other cycle can be put in place too. If people don't give, then you give. And then there will be some that are grateful, and they will give back. And you have this give and take. And the more you give, the more people will be grateful. And the more they will give back, the more they will be full of charity and love for the benefactors. And they'll see this example, and they will set it themselves, and they will give too. So this cycle of giving and cycle of thanksgiving is what we need to have in our families, in our hearts, with our brothers and sisters, and certainly with God. It's a cycle with God too. The more we ask, the more He gives, and the more we should be thankful, and the more our love grows for God. And so this is, as St. John of the Cross said, where there is no love, put love and you will find love. Same is true with thankfulness. Where there is no giving, put giving, and there will be thankfulness, and there will be that give and take, and this beauty. There's a beauty in this kind of relationship, kind of giving and thankfulness, a beauty that should always be there, that we are made for, and that our Lord set for us. Jesus was nothing but giving, gave of Himself, and didn't even want things for Himself. He does want our prayers, He does want our thankfulness, as He said here. Why didn't the other nine not come back? He does want our thankfulness. He's not. But He would give in anyway, so we should be that way as well. So let us be overflowing with thankfulness, the spirit of thankfulness in our prayer to God, which takes thoughtfulness, and spirit of sacrifice, spirit of giving and imitating the example of Jesus, and consciousness too of our weakness and our tendency to be selfish, tendency to be ungrateful. We need to overcome that by being very giving, being very thankful, being very charitable. So let us set that example for our brothers and sisters.
Fructum ventris tui.